Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. All right. Is it Auntie Dot doing the First Samuel?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie?
Yeah.
You want to
You can go ahead and do First Samuel 12. First Samuel what? 12.
12.
Yes, ma'am.
12? Oh, okay.
Okay.
First Samuel 12. And Samuel said unto all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice in all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you. And I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed, whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it you. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that ye have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers. When Jacob was come into Egypt, and your fathers cried unto the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, which brought forth your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgat the Lord their God, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, captain of the host of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. And they cried unto the Lord and said, We have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord, and have served Balaam and Ashtoreth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and we will serve thee. And the Lord sent Jerubbaal, and Bedan, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and ye dwelled safe. And when ye saw that Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, ye said unto me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us, when the Lord your God was your king. Now therefore, behold, the king whom ye have chosen and whom ye have desired, and behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. If ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if ye will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. Now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call unto the Lord, and he shall send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord in asking you a king. So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not. For we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. And Samuel said unto the people, Fear not, ye have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and turn ye not aside. For then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord, and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Samuel 13. Saul reigned 1 year. And
Israel. Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel.
Okay, thank you for that audio reading of Keith Carey out of 1 Samuel. Let's see here. Thank you for the audio reading out of 1 Samuel. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call that.
I'm going to do a roll call. Okay. Okay. I will do a roll call, and we will go ahead and get started with the program tonight. I have Auntie Carrie. I have Sister Angela, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Dot, and myself. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would just bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line.
Our God, our Father, we thank you and praise you that you let us see another Memorial Day weekend last week, and you brought us through yet another week. Once more and again, Lord, we have reached the hour for our family gathering, and we say thank you. As
thank
we
you,
come
Lord.
Together, let us remember that we worship the God who created this world, the God who spoke through his prophet from generation to generation, the God who led his people from captivity to liberty. You healed the sick, fed the hungry, and was faithful even when faced with rejection. The same God who wants all people to be drawn to his love and grace, to know his forgiveness and the joy of his salvation. Now, Lord, let us put aside all that hinders our gathering this evening and join mm-hmm. together in worship and praise through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing on the prayer line, Sister Shirley. let's see here. We're going to go ahead and go through the first part of our program. We're skipping the song right now. I don't have enough. I don't have a DJ. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Maybe later on in the program I'll have one to show up.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. To be the name of the Lord from this time forward and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbled himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted the needy out of the dungeon, that he may set him with prince, even with the prince of his people. He made the barren woman to keep house and to be a judge for mother or children. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms 113. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Romans 15, starting at verse 7. Honor God by accepting each other as Christ has accepted you. I tell you that Christ came as a servant of the Jews to show that God has kept the promise he made to their famous ancestors. Christ also came so that the Gentiles would praise God for being kind to them. It is just as the scriptures say, I will tell the nations about you, and I will sing praises to your name. The scripture also says to the Gentiles, come and celebrate with God's people. Again, the scriptures say, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, all you nations, come and worship him. Isaiah says, someone from David's family will come to power. He will rule the nations, and they will put their hope in him. I pray that God, who gives hope, will bless you with complete happiness and peace because of your faith. And may the power of the Holy Spirit fill you with hope. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Romans 16. Next I have
Romans 15.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Romans what?
Romans 15, 7 through 13.
15. Oh, okay, I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Romans 15, starting at 7. Okay, moving on. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalm 90. Oh, Lord, there have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain was brought forth, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turned man to destruction and says, return ye children of men. For thousands of years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carried them away as with a flood. They are asleep in the morning, and they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by their anger and by their wrath troubles. Thou hast set our iniquity before thee. Our secret sin is in the light of thy conscience. For all our days are passed away, in the wrath we spend our years as tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by reasonable strength they are 80 years, and yet they are strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off and will fly away. Who knows the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so thy wrath? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Let it repent thee concerning thy servant. O sanctify us early in thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein thou hast seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto the children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hand upon us. Yea, the work of our hand establish thou it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms 90. We will go ahead right into the sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone I need to take off or add on to this list?
You can take Hazel off. Hazel Miller.
Praise God.
Yes.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you look upon Auntie Wallin, Kamisha, Daniel, Trey, Sylvia, Joseph, and anyone else that stands in the need of a prayer. We ask that you look upon them with eyes of mercy. May your healing hand rest upon them. And may your life-giving powers flow into every cell of their body and into the depths of their soul, cleansing, purifying, and restoring them to wholeness and strength. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, let's see. That brings us to the birthdays. I went all the way back to May 30th through June 5th, but I don't believe I have Angela with me yet, so she can't give me the list that she has.
I'm here.
Oh, you present? Okay. Any birthdays we need to recognize? We're talking May 30th through June 5th.
Oh, I'm here, but I don't have that list. It won't take but a second. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm late. I'm late getting from church, so just bear with me. I see Mom them had another engagement too. I don't know why one little hour makes such a huge difference in the whole day when y'all change time. Is that blame y'all when y'all change time? All right, so we got June. What date again, Loretta?
I have May 30th through June 5th.
I was going all the way back there. All righty. June 5th, we have Taya. I believe June 3rd, we have Carla. May 30th. Everybody wish I remember them. June 9th, we have Sideria. Isn't that right, Dot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos on June 5th. And I guess the late Reverend Allen is on June 10th. Auntie Karen, Jada, and Jerry. Are they on the first?
Jason,
the 29th. Oh, okay. So I got the wrong date. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got June 7th, Harism. Harris. Maybe it's Harris.
Is it Holt Williams?
No, it says HARRISM on June 7th.
Oh, okay.
We have a Luke on June the 11th. Now, I know that Norris, Anicia, and Lenora have a birthday, but I don't have a date by them. I'm just going to say their name just in case you will. That's all that I have. That was quite a bit, though, wasn't it?
Amen. Okay. I've exhausted everyone online to sing happy birthday, so I will do it tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God's children. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. We have reached a point in our program where we have praise, support, testimony, songs, a poem, or even more vowel verses. And I'll go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
Yeah, I'm going to read Psalm 117. God, mercy, and truth. Oh, praise the Lord, all the nations. Praise him, all the people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Let's see here. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you'd like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read 117, but Dot beat me to it, okay? I'm going to do two or three or 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron say his mercy endureth forever. Let them that fear the Lord say his mercy endureth forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Auntie Dot, thank you for the reading of Psalms 117. And Auntie Carrie, thank you for reading Psalms 118. Next I have Sister Angela. Anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I want to read, let me turn this to you. I want to read from Matthew 6, verses 25 through 34. And the title of that is Do Not Worry. And it's in red, so it's Jesus speaking to his disciples and someone there. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of those. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Matthew's Do Not Worry. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part where we have assigned parts for next week, and I would like to thank everyone for stepping up doing the parts for this week. Auntie Carrie doing the audio for First Samuel 12. Sister Shirley came with us with the blessing of the prayer line. And right now I have 1 Samuel 13 up for grabs.
I do it.
Yeah, because I might not be able to be on the line next week.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so that's Auntie Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Dot. Do I have an opening? Do you want to do the opening prayer next week? How about for the closing prayer? Do I have any volunteer for the closing prayer?
No one's here, so I'll do it.
Is that Sister Shirley?
I'll do one of those. Yeah, I'll do one of those, either one.
Okay, I'll put you in for the closing prayer. How about that?
All right.
Amen, amen, amen. Okay, I want to thank Auntie Dot and Sister Shirley for taking part for next week. Now we have reached the part of the closing prayer, but I would like to put out you. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Auntie Carrie do the closing prayer? Amen, amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie. Everyone bow their head.
Father, it's another time that we come thanking you for this day, thanking you for the word that we heard, thank you for the words that were shared between our family and friends. Lord, we just thank you for letting us see another day, another Sunday evening that we could get together and read your word and bless your name. Lord, we love you, we care for you, and Lord, we know that you love us. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, well, this was a very short meeting and very meaningful meeting tonight. I hope there was something shared that would help us through our busy week.
Yes.
I apologize for the music this week. Hopefully next week we'll be back on course. And that concludes our program for tonight. I want to thank God for allowing us to gather here tonight. And we pray that he will fill our hearts, our minds, and our soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Everyone, have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. We love you all. Good night.
We love you all. Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
Still there, Angela?
Yeah, can you hear that?
Yeah. No, I can't hear that. I don't even know what that is.
That's his song, he promised. You didn't hear it?
No, I can't hear it.
Let me try it one time. I just want to see does it work. Hold on, okay.
Okay.
You can't hear that?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I can hear so clearly just as if it's coming through. Okay. So I can't do
two things at once
on my phone. It's like I can hear you and I can hear my music, but you can't hear my music. I thought it did both.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I thought about it when I was riding. I said, well, I can at least listen to the prayer line on my way in, so that's why I jumped
in. Yeah, I wasn't sure you had made it in or not.
And then I left my mask at the restaurant. Now I got to go back.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I called them and told them to put it up. It's a plastic mask.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a little cloth mask. I want to go back and get it.
Right. Mhm. Yeah, I got one that I wear all the time. I mean, I got several different kinds, but just this one I feel so safe in, so I wear that one all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I like this one because you can see my face, and it ain't like it's covering up my face. You can see through it. But I usually just wear it to church. I don't wear it every day. Where at the church.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to
so Daniel hung out with Mom them too?
No, he right here. He didn't feel like talking when I walked through the door. He said he didn't feel like talking. He would get ready to eat right when I called. When I asked him.
He doing all right?
I didn't get a chance to really ask him, but he eating, so that's a sign.
That's a good sign. All right, then. Okay, then, sweetie. I'll talk with you later.
All right.
I love you.
Thanks for your patience. All right.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.